Today's daf is daf Yud
Right.
Ches, so we're two lines down in Yud Ches. We're in the middle of the discussion. The Gemara told us yesterday that Kol HaToin Achar Maisa Bezdin Lo Amar Klum. And Maisa Bezdin, when they create something, the example we're talking about is a ksuba, even if it's not written, it's considered as if it's written, the Gemara says. It's Kiman Denakit Shar Biyadeh. And the Gemara is trying to find out a source, and the initial source the Gemara said was a Mishnah that Hautzia get ve'enimo ksuba. She shows that she's divorced, but there's no ksuba to prove that she is owed money, so still the get alone is enough to say, since it's a Tanai Bezdin, that the husband owes $200 to her, she is able to collect. Then the Abaye started bringing kashas, how do you know it's shu? Maybe the example is only when there is a ksuba. So now we're up to, we brought two proofs and we rejected them, as to a situation where maybe the only reason why she collects ksuba is when there's a ksuba written, but when there's no ksuba written, maybe she's not allowed to collect, and maybe this concept is really not good. So now the Gemara says, Dafid Chesam Nalf, two lines down, Ve'ela, Midetani Rav Chia Bar Abba, Ishto Arusa, if a woman, a man's engaged to a woman, Lo Onein Vlo Metamila, if she dies while they're engaged, he has a Kohen, there's no din of aninus. Rashi says, what's aninus? We know the din of an onen, it was a person, a relative dies, he can't do any mitzvahs. But the real din deraisa, says Rashi, is lo onen, ein aninus chal alav l'isr achiyus kudshim. An onen is not allowed to eat kudshim. So there is no isr onen. He's allowed to eat kudshim if his engaged wife dies. He's not an onen. And also all the other halachas of onen have ptur mitzvahs as well. And velo metamila, the Gemara says, he's not metamiter, says Rashi, im kohen hu. If he's a kohen, we know it's an iser to become tamei, unless it's one of the shiva krovim. So the Gemara, Rashi quotes the pasuk, dichsiv in parsha emor, ki im l'sheiro. The only wife he's allowed to get metamitu is his sheiro, hainu ishto, v'hai lav sheirohu. It's not yet his sheir, it's an engaged wife, but it's only when nisuin is she considered his real wife, and that's when he's metamiter. But by erusim, he can't be metamiter. And then the Gemara says further, V'chein hi, so to she lo onenes v'lo metamila. If he dies, so she does not become onenes and she's not metame to him either. What do we mean metame? We know the mission, Kedushin Daf Chav Tes says that she is not chayiv in the Isser of Tumah, right? All these two, we say that women are chayiv in all losa says as men are, with the exception of which three? One of them is metame mesim, even though she's a kohenes, she can be metame mes. And the other two, anyone know? You know? The other two, there are three Yisurim that women are not chayiv to keep. They're able to violate them. It doesn't apply to them. One is Matame Kohanim, Matame Mace as a Kohenes.
Wait, they're not chayiv?
They're not chayiv, yeah.
Zakan.
Right. Hashchas is Zakan. And the third one?
Peos.
Yeah. Those are the three Yisurim that don't apply to women. So one of them is Matame Mace. So what does the Brisa mean here? V'lo Matamila. She's not Matame to her husband if he dies. So Rashi explains, La mishim kahuna kamar, dein kohenes muzharos al tuma. They're not warned. They don't have to keep the halachas of tuma. Dichsiv in parshas emor b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. So Ella, what does it mean here? Eine zekuka litame la. She's not forced to be mitame lo kohenes v'lo yisraelis. Rashi explains, what does that mean? She mitzvah lehisasek b'shiva meisei mitzvah ha'amurim b'parsha. There's a mitzvah. When a relative dies, it's not enough that a person is in avil. He actually has to be metame. We make a kohen be metame. Kohen can't say, I don't want to be metame for my parents. I don't want to. We make him. He has to go to the base kfaros. He must be mesasek. So she too as well, even though she's not violating an iser in general, we make her, normally to her husband, be metame to go to the base kfaros. But it's only that they're engaged, then we don't make her. Vim lo ratz, if she doesn't want to, says Rashi, mitame no sa'a karcha, in general, we make them become tame. But this particular case, when they're only engaged, we don't make the kohen's not allowed to become tame, and we don't make her become tame either. That's Rashi pshat here. Rashi says elsewhere, I think it's Rashi, they say in Gittin, and Yuvamot rather says, no, the issue's talking about on the regal. On the regal, there's a special din that everyone, even Yisraelim or Chayiv, they're muzar on tuma during the regal. So that's the situation we're talking about. In general, like Kohenos or any other woman is not chayiv in tumah. But this case is beregel, and she is chayiv in tumah. So then if it were her to be her husband who dies, then she would have to become metame. But if it's only an aris, her engaged husband, then she is not allowed to become tame. She has to keep the din of tara when it comes to yantif, regel. Now there's a machlokas Rambam Ravid in general whether a woman has to be chayiv to be metame to her husband. So we know a Kohen, the Rambam writes, a Kohen does have to be Metame to his wife, but does she have to be Metame to her husband? That's Machlokas. Rambam says she does not, we do not make her, and the Rabbi says we do make a woman be Metame to her husband. Okay, so we haven't gotten to the point yet. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa further now, Mesa, when she dies, Eino Yorisha, when she dies, he does not inherit her. Rashi explains why is that. Dirushas Habal, when the husband is Yorish, his wife, Nafkala Mishaira, the Pasuk says, Hakar Ve'lav Mi Mishpachta, the Pasuk says, Ve'yarasha so. Only someone who is a She'er is a Yorish. But Ha Lav She'erahu, this woman who's only an Arusa, is not called a She'er, he doesn't inherit her. And now the flip side, says the Gemara, Meisu, if he dies, Govek Subasa. When he dies, she collects a Ksuba. This is why we brought it. She collects a Ksuba. Ah, there's no Ksuba. There's nothing written here. So you see from here, it's a Tanai Bezdin, that the Tanai Bezdin works. It's Ki'ilu, there's a Shtar. That's why when he dies, she could collect a Ksuba. So Gemara says, why is that a Raya? Dilma de Kasavla. Maybe the Bryce is talking about a case where there's a Ksuba written in the document, and that's why she collects the Ksuba, not because it's a Tanai Bezdin. The Chitema de Kasavla, if you're going to tell me that it was written, the Ksuba's written, my Lememer, what's the Chiddush? Of course. If she has a Ksuba that's written that she's owed money, of course she's going to collect after the husband dies. Elamai, it must be a case where there is no Ksuba written and she still collects it. Gemara says, no, Mesa in a Yorisha. It's Zichoy. Now the Chiddush is, not for the din, of course, if it's written, if the Ksuba is written, of course she collects it. That's not a Chiddush here. We're talking about a case where it's written. So what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? That when she dies, he doesn't inherit her. That's what we're learning from here. And there's no Chiddush here about Ksuba. So in the end of the day, there is no Raya from any of these cases that a non-written Ksuba that she's allowed to collect.
And the point he brings here is that even though they were so close, right, that he was Kasavla, still may say in a Yarsha.
I mean, they're so close.
They're so close to Nesuin that he even wrote for her the Ksuba and treated her like a Ksuba, nevertheless.
Since there's no Nesuin.
One is telling you a Chiddush on the other.
Uh-huh.
It's good you're getting the Hebrew, okay. Then you won't buy the English.
Fine. So Sanding Mara says, Ella Abai Megufa Demasis. And so the question becomes, the Abai member wanted to reject yesterday's din, but then he retracted. He says, no, I agree to the initial din of Kol Maisa Bezdin in Toin Acher Maisa Bezdin. So what's Saraya? How does Abai know that the halacha is true, that a Tanai Bezdin is considered as if it's written? So he says, Megufa Demasis, in our very Mishnah, Kahadar Bey, that's what caused him to retract. Why? If you're saying that the Mishnah from yesterday that we brought, that when Hayotzia get, if the woman shows the get, but she doesn't have a ksuba, so we said she collects the ksuba. So that very Mishnah says Abaye, so the ain't ksuba, ain't kosin ksuba askin, and we're dealing with a case, if we're talking about a case where there's no ksuba written, so the get, hainu ksuba, so the get is serving as a ksuba. Now the problem is, atu get, Mana Masayim Ksibbe? Does the get write anywhere in the get that she's owed money? No, the get says Hare At Muteres L'Chaladam. There's no mention that she's owed any money. So how does it work as a ksuba? So it must be the only reason why she collects a ksuba because it's a Tanai Bezdin. And that's why she collects it, even though there's nothing written. So that's the din. The Chitema, maybe they said, Kevan de Takina Rabbanan L'Migvela Kiman de Ksibbe Dami. And if you're going to tell me, since the Rabbanan were Misakein, so it's as if they wrote it, but in general, it's not the case. So what does this mean? What's the kasha there? Sounds like the very point that we're trying to say. Since if we're going to say that when she has a get, the chachamim said that there's a din that you have to collect the ksuba when you get divorced, so it's as if it's actually written in the get, even though it's not. So then that problem with that becomes, so then, liton vilema paratis, and the husband could always say, I paid already, and you have no proof against me that I didn't pay. So it's not a good din to have the get itself be the raya that he owes money, because she, again, he could always claim that he paid. V'chitem, if you're going to say, damrinan lei, well, if the husband really paid, we should say to him, I parat, if you paid the money, I bay lecha lemikre, you should have written up the get then, so she can't claim from you. Again, if the get's serving as the source of her proof of payment, that she needs to be paid, so then after he paid her, he should have ripped up the get. So we can't make that taina to him, because Amar Lan, he's going to say back to us, lo shafkasan, She's not going to let me do this because Amra, she's going to taina that Baina len suve bay. I want to get married. And I need that get to prove that I'm divorced now. So maybe we'll tell him, we say to the guy, to the husband, first you should have written, tore up the get to prove that you paid. Then write on top of that, write another document. Gita danin de karina. This get that I ripped, lo mishum de gita psula. I didn't rip it because it was puzzle. Ella ki hechi delo tagbi beiz in nachrisa. I ripped it up so that she doesn't collect from me another time. So then the problem with that is atu kol de magve bebe dina migve. Whenever a person collects the money is in front of Bezdin, I mean, what's going to happen? If he's collecting in front of Bezdin, so he paid the 200 mana, Masayim. Now he needs to tear up the get. Now that he teared up the get, he has to rewrite a new document that that he already paid. But they don't only give it in Bezdin. Bezdin knows how to write a get. A random place in the street, you can't find the person to write a get. So that's not a good way to protect himself. So from all of this, we see that the very fact that he has a get, it's ki'ilu, there's a ksuba written, even though an actual ksuba is not written.
I thought that was the opposite.
No, I thought that's what we're trying to prove, no?
We're saying that because if we're going back to Tanai Bezdin, and that the get itself is not acting as the ksuba.
Right, so the get itself, exactly, sorry, the get itself is in the ksuba from the fact that it's a Tanai Bezdin, so the get proves that she's divorced. Ah, where is she collect from? From the very fact that it's a Tanai Bezdin, that's ki'ilu, she's holding a shtar itself. And that's the proof that Abaye retracted from to say that any Tanai Bezdin, any Maisa Bezdin, has a din of a shtar. Okay, by a new Mishnah now. So the Gemara now says, the Mishnah says, Matza Gite Nashim Vishikhuria Vadim. That's what you find in the floor, a get. You find in the floor a get shikhur that an Eved was freed, or a Daitiki, which is one of the different Savos that a Shechimei Rabbi write when a person's on his deathbed who writes certain commandments and some type of will. If you find that in the floor, or Matana, a gift, Vishovrim, certain receipts that a document of Shachar was paid. A person cannot return to the collector. Why? Shani Omer Ksuvin Hayu Vinimlach Alein Shlo Litnam. I'm suggesting, the Mishnah says, I'm not sure who the author is, but whoever authored it suggests that maybe it was written and he changed his mind not to give it. So all these things have a psul. The question becomes in the postgame they talk about. So the Shovar, now there's this receipt that a certain document was paid off. Now we don't return that receipt because maybe it really wasn't paid off. So does that now affect the status of the initial shtar chov? Do we view that shovar as really nothing? And if the bank still holds the shtar chov, they're allowed to collect on it? Or no, it's a suffix. Maybe it really was paid up because there's a receipt. We just don't have enough proof to return it to the person. But does that now ruin the credibility of the outstanding shtar chov that the bank holds on to? How much do we view this as lo yachzid? Lo yachzid vaday wasn't paid, or it's just a suffix? That's a discussion the poskim have on Shulchan Aruch, whether it really ruins somewhat of the credibility of the shtar chov in such a case of a shovar. But these few cases, if you find it on the floor, you don't return it because there's a possibility that it was written and the person changed his mind. So the Gemara says, Taima din nimlach shlo litnam, only because he possibly changed his mind not to give it. But let's say the borrower says, give it back to the bank, I still own the money. Nosin, we would return the shtar chov back to, or the matana, whatever the case is, the get, to the woman that gets shechor to the eved. If the giver agrees to it, then we're fine. This is just a possibility. Vafilu lezman meruba. Let's say a number of weeks pass by, the date says, Aleph Tishrei, that's a bad date to write a document. Gimel Tishrei, let's say, then you find it later on in Nisan. So even then, we return it. As long as the person says, yes, it's a good, outstanding document, please give it. So then we return it, even though a number of months has passed by. So the Gemara asks a question to Mini, based on a brisa that's found in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara says as follows. Hamevi get v'avad heimanu. A person brings a get and he loses it. Umatzel alt, and right away, he finds it. So what's the din? So la'alter kasher, if you find it right away, it's still a good get. It didn't lose it. It's no reyesa. It dropped on the floor and you picked it up right away. Im la pasul. If you didn't find it right away, so it's going to be considered pasul. What's the din of la'alter? We know every single din of all depends on the context. What's considered la'alter? So Rashi defines la'alter here. If you look at Rashi, matzel la'alter. If you find it right away, hasam mefarish kedesha tavor shayara. B'tishra, and the amount of time it takes for a certain caravan to pass, And b'soch kach lekel meimer mishayra shavra sham nafal sharei lo shah shir shetechna. Let's say it takes, I don't know, the next caravan's coming in 15 minutes, whatever it is, and you picked it up, you found it within those 15 minutes, so that would be considered l'alter, the get is still kosher. But if you more than that has passed by, then there's a possibility that maybe a passing caravan dropped a similar get, an identical get, and it really confused the two different gets.
But the Mishnah is talking in a case where she was already divorced and they give her the get just to be able to prove it, or it's before.
No, they're bringing the shliach.
It seems from here that it's before that.
The shliach's bringing. The shliach's bringing a get to her, and they drop it along the way. And they're starting to look for it, and they find it. Within 15 minutes, it's considered still a kosher get.
I'm saying the case on the Gemara where it says even after a long time. I mean, I guess this is the question that it's asking. But
even after it was given, received by her.
And it's not talking about a case where she's asking if she has a proof that she can remarry.
No, the get is her proof.
Yeah, so the question is, if somebody finds... Are we saying that we give it back to whom in the Mishnah?
To her. If he agrees that
so
he gave it to her,
here is a case where the shliach lost it before she got divorced.
That's fine. But the common denominator is, does a shtar, when you find the shtar, does it lose its credibility if it's found? So according to the Bryson Gittin, it's limited. Depends with l'alter, it's good. Right. More than that, it's possible.
Right.
But our Mishnah, the implication of the Mishnah is, afilu zman meruba, if they say, give it back to the right party, so then it still has credibility. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba lo kasha. It's not a stira. Kan b'makom shayaros mitzuyos. Kan b'makom shena shayaros mitzuyos. The Gemara, the Brisa in Gittin is talking about a case where it's a commonly passing place. It's very busy. So there, it's very likely that the two different shayaros that were identical got confused. So only within a few minutes do we trust it. More than that, it's possible. But our mission here, where we trust to return it, afilu bezman meruba, is talking about a case where it was dropped and found in a place where it wasn't come passed by Shayaros. And that's why it's permitted afilu b'zman meruba. So then the Gemara says, afilu makom shayaros mitzuyos, and even a place where we said where caravans are passing back and forth, and we are concerned of two identical Shayaros, and we only permit l'alter, it's also v'hu shechzaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon b'ir achas. It's only a situation where you know that there are two people with identical names, with identical cities, that's really possible that they really confused two different shtaros. Because dilo temach, if you don't say that, if you don't know that some guy has a really strange name, and no one in the world has a name like that, there's no need to be concerned like that. So what's the proof? How do you know it has to be where there's already a chazaka, that two people of the same name, of the same city, exist? Because the ilo temach, if you don't make such an assumption, so then kasha d'rabba d'rabba. We have a stira with rabba here and rabba there. Now rabba here, we just said, was distinguishing between makom shasharas mitzuyos versus not. So there's another rabba, dahu gita deshakach beidina de Rav Huna. There's a get that was found in the bezdin of Rav Huna, and hava kasabe b'shiara masa da rachis nara. It was written in a place that's a city that was on the river. And Amar Rav Huna, says, Chashinan, we're concerned of such a get, the Shnei Shvirei, there might be two cities with this name. So, and all the different identical names. So we are concerned with this. V'amar le Rav Chisra, Rav Chisra says le Rabba, Rav Chisra says now to Rabba, who is a Talmud of Rav Huna, Pok Ainba, go investigate the matter. The Laorsa, Bay Menech Rav Huna, because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask of us what we think, so do some research overnight. So Nafik Dak Vashkach, so he did some research, went through the different Mishnayos and the Sugyas and the Brises, and he found the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Maisa Bezdin Hareza Yachse, anything that was produced in Bezdin, so then it's you return back. And Rashi explains, look at Rashi, Kol Maisa Bezdin Hareza Yachse. Kol milsa da'asa lebezdin lakayim, any bezdin, anything that was done in bezdin that was decided and fulfilled, delek lemechash lemimnach aleihem, there's no concern of people changing their mind. Right? A person might write his own document and change his mind, but once it has a henpik, it has a stamp of approval, there's no chashash anymore of the guy changing his mind. We're not concerned, shelo litnam hareza yachsa, so then you are allowed to return it to the proper party. Vizem ilkuyim bebezdin haya, vilachach huvasham. So this particular get that they found, I guess, was approved, had a stamp of approval from Bezdin. So you're supposed to return this? Okay. So you return the get. So what's the problem? V'ha beidina d'Rav Huna d'chi makam shashayras mutsuyos dami. The Bezdin Rav Huna was very commonly passed by many people. And therefore, the kapashit rabba d'yachzir. And he says you can return it. Okay, so what? Why could you return it? Shouldn't you be concerned that maybe there are two gets, two people, in the two same exact cities that were both approved by Bezdin, but maybe you're giving the wrong get to the wrong person? And we should be concerned of that. How could he allow this to be a good get to return? Alma, we see, Huchzaku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in. So then, if it's a place where there's a chazakah, two people with the same names exist, so then you're concerned. But Elo, if that's not the case, like this particular Maisa of Basin Sherav Huna, Lo, we are not concerned of two identical gets. So that's the proof. So again, the klal is that in place when there is no Shayaros Mitzuyos, you could always return Afil Mazan Meruba. The place where Shayaros are Mitzuyos and it's possible two identical gets, so then if we know that two people with the same name exist, then we are Choshish not to return it, unless it's with the altar. But if it's the place Shayaros Mitzuyos, but there's not a chazak of two identical people, then you are allowed to return it afilu lizman meruba. That's where we're standing right now.
What I'm understanding is that Shayaros Mitzuyos is a case where they go from town to town, but mm-hmm. here the case is that there are two people in one town with the same name.
Which so is still fun.
It's irrelevant if there is Shayaros Mitzuyos.
Well, I don't think the din is necessarily Shayaros Mitzuyos. I think it just means a way of saying that a lot of people are going to be found there.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference because once you're limiting it to one town, because it says Ploni Makom Ploni, right? It says,
right, but I'm saying let's see, in that town you have two people with the same name.
Right, so but it should
it's
be...
Not so, the get was found in anywhere near the town. Could have been.
Right, but the bottom line is that the only condition should be if there are two people on the same town with the same name.
No, but correct. Yeah, no, that's the thing. No, for sure. So
it's not one of the conditions.
It just means that people, it's likely someone's going to
find it.
Exactly.
That's a tour of anything. You always make there's always the name Avram Ben Yaakov, whatever it is.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case from the same city.
It has to
be Googled. Yeah, has to be established. Has to be established.
Doesn't the wife have to have the same name?
Hmm?
Someone, they find later, two people show up with the same name. It doesn't invalidate.
Let's say after the fact you find it out. It sounds from the Gemara, Pashtus is, it's only Huchzaku, where we already know at the time. But you asked an interesting question. Let's say they gave the get, and they found that afterwards. They didn't know at the time, though, but now they know. Happens to be two people with the same get. Will that retroactively undo it?
I imagine not, because it says it has to be.
But I wonder if they say address this question in the back. I don't know. I'll take a look afterwards. I know there's a big discussion about Huchzaka. I think Tosos on the bottom here discusses this a little bit. I don't know if they're asking your question, but there's a discussion about the dinim of Huchzaka. Okay, I'll see afterwards if I could find in the back. Okay. Then the Gemara records a Maisa here. Ovid Rabba Uvda, once a Maisa with Rabba himself. Bei Kisna de Pumpadisa. What's Bei Kisna de Pumpadisa? So I think there's a Rashi here. I think it's the name of a city. Okay, the place of the flax house or something. Kishmaisa. See, Mama, she like this Maisa here. I guess what does the Maisa mean? Rashi says, the Bein and Tarte. You need two things. You need two things that both has to be Shayaros Mitzuyos and Huchzako. But only one of those existed there. I guess it was a place that people commonly pass through, the base Pishtan maybe, but it wasn't Huchzako, and therefore it's permitted. So the Gemara says, Ikadami, some say, Heicha de Mizvane Kisne, Hushul Huchzako. Some say, what does that mean? It was a place where they would buy Kisne, where people would find, it's like a shuk. So many people were there, but it wasn't Huchzako. Afagav de Shchichan Shirasa, that's why they permitted it. They only had a lot of people there, but it wasn't Huchzako. And others say, Ikadami, Damri Heicha de Taru Kisne, the place where the factory, where people wouldn't come, where they'd soak the flax. V'afagav de Huchzako, even though the city had two people with the same name, the Lo Shchichi Shayaros, the factory no one goes into really, so therefore one of the two factors weren't there, and based on that, Rabba permitted it.
It goes against what we said before.
Yeah, you need both.
It's clearly you need both.
And that's what it says. Yeah, we said we need both.
No, I understood that the Shayaros was irrelevant.
No. I think Shayaros are irrelevant in that you need a lot of people. Let's say this is a shuk here.
Okay.
It's not a Shayaros.
You mean it's irrelevant in Shayaros, but you still need a place where there's a lot of
exactly.
People.
New York City would qualify with probably Makmun Shayaros anyways. Shayaros materials.
What
but
I don't understand is let's say it's a place where there's not too many people. Let's say here in Beis HaPishta. What is it? It's so much, but it's once you have two people in the city.
But the statistics are so unlikely.
Likelihood though another get fell. There had to be a lot of activity there for another get to come.
But you don't know whose it is.
I know I lost one get there.
Right. So what are the chances
okay,
some other guy?
The guy saying, it's only because we said it's only when the guy said I lost it.
No, I'm saying 10 guys come here a day. So what's the likelihood that the same two guys with the same exact get landed here? 10 people
party,
came here.
The third party goes to Beit HaPishtan and he finds a get. We say, does he return it or not?
Right.
And there are two guys. Who does he return it to? What does it make? There's no difference if you have 100 people on the Beit HaPishtan and a million or one.
Oh, you're saying, Lemais, who do you give it to? If there's two people, but it's not Mishiaros.
That's what I was saying. Once you have two people, it's
once you have two people, who do you return it to?
But we were talking about there was a specific party that was maybe get, and that person lost it, and then whether you return it to that person.
Right, so one person so that's the case, but that's not the case. That, we don't know if that's the case in the mission. The mission just says that you return it. So the question, do you give it to the woman?
Who do you give? Which woman? The two women here.
That's what I'm saying.
I see.
By the way, with the get, you have to have two couples with the same name.
Correct. Yeah.
Not just the husband.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
chances, right?
So the mice, the question is, who do you give it to, though? That's a good point. If there are two people with the same one.
But aren't we talking about a specific individual had brought it in the case of the Mishnah, maybe get?
No, I think the Mishnah, we don't know. The case of the Braisa was that the Shliach lost it, or the Mishnah, that somebody lost it and then found it right.
One person's tining that they lost it.
Yeah, but is this that the case, or it's going on our Mishnah trying to...
Yeah, it must be the case where a person said, I lost it.
It must be going on the case that the guy said, I lost it, and he found it.
And maybe some other person says, no.
It's a Shliach.
Uh-huh. So it's not competing. But if another guy, if they both said they lost it, then we probably wouldn't return it. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, Rami Masnisen Abraisa Umishane. Rabbi Zeira had a machlokes between two different Tanaic statements, a Mishnah versus a Braisa, and he answered. So what was his kasha? So it was similar, up until now we were going with who asked the initial kasha, it was Rabbah who was dealing with this. Now we're dealing with Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, Tzna, the Mishnah says, Amevi get valvet heimanu, matla alter, kasher, in la pasal. Our Mishnah, the guy is bringing a get, he loses it. If he finds it within 15 minutes, it's a good get. If he finds it after 15 minutes, we're concerned that maybe it was confused with a identical get. We're mini, but he asks a question from a Braisa now, not our Mishnah. Rabbah asked the question from our Mishnah. So Rabbi Zeira is asking a question from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Mata get Isha b'shuk. She finds a get in the shuk, b'man she'bal moda yach to the Isha. So when the husband agrees, so then you could turn it back to the woman. And the ain't about mode lo yachter lo lezeh lo lezeh. But if the husband doesn't agree to ever writing it, you don't return it to either party, not to the husband, not to the wife. And we see from here though, katani mias bizman shabal mode yachter li isha filu zman meruba. The husband agrees, even though the get was found on the floor, you are allowed to return it even zman meruba. Ah, but didn't the brisa and gittin say you only return it within la altar? So answers Rabbi Zeira, Mishane kan b'makum she'asharos mitzuyos, kan b'makum she'ena sharos mitzuyos. When there are people commonly passing through the area, then there's a chashash, we only trust it within the 15 minutes, the la'alter, but in a place where the caravans aren't passing through, then we trust it afilu zman ruba. Ikadamri, some say, huch shuch zaku d'lo nahadar. It's only a case where there's a chazaka of two identical names that we don't return it. V'hainu d'rabba, and then Rabbi Zeira is exactly like Rabba. Right, that's another qualification. And Ikadamri, others say, no. Others say that Rabbi Zeira says, even if there are not huchzaka, there's no chazaka, if it's a place where makam shayshayaros mutsios, we don't return it even if it's not a chazaka. And Rabbi Zeira argues on Rabba. So now there are two differences between Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira and Rabba were very similar in the distinction between makam shayshayaros. They asked different questions from the Mishnah versus the Braisa, but similar model. And then there's a possibility that they're arguing whether you need the further qualification of the chazaka. The Gemara understands now, Bishma Rabba, Rabba lo amar Rabbi Zeira. Why didn't Rabba have the whole shakir tire like Rabbi Zeira? He asked a question from the Mishnah of Gittin to our Mishnah, because Masnisa and Masnisa Alima le lakshuye. It's better to ask a Mishnah to a Mishnah than a Mishnah to a Braisa. That's Rabba's approach on Amar Aleph. Ela Rabbi Zeira, my time lo amar Rabba. What about Rabbi Zeira? Why was he asking a question from a Braisa as opposed to from a Mishnah? So Amar Lecha, Rabbi Zeira defends himself, says, Mi katane. Ha'amar tenu, nosin v'afilu l'zman neruba. Does our Mishnah here in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph ever mention that he says give it even l'zman neruba? That was an implication we made. But dilma ha'amar tenu nosin ulolam k'dekayim ulan l'alter. Maybe if he says give it back the get, we trust him, but only if he says it within l'alter. But never does it say anywhere in the Mishnah afilu l'zman neruba. That's how Rabbi Zeira chose that approach. Now you have the same question on Rabbi Zeira though, no? Rabbi Zeira doesn't say afilu l'zman meruba either. I don't know why that's any better than the Braisa. Can I hear the question? And Rabbi Zera says, our Mishnah doesn't say on Amaralf anything about Zman Meruba. So he, therefore he chose the Brisa. But his Brisa doesn't either say anything about Zman Meruba. I don't know. No one's asking this question. Why? Because it says the husband comes.
Right.
It sounds like later on he comes.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara says, "Leman damar le Rabbi Zeira b'makom shasheras mitzuyos." The understanding of Rabbi Zeira that when there's a place that's commonly passed by people, and then we don't trust, we're choshesh that two identical gets are getting mixed together. The afagav l'shelohu chazaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon. And pliki the rabbi, even though there's no chazaka, we don't know if two people with the same name exist in the same city. He still says there's a chashash, and he argues in rabbah. But my kibifki, what's in the kudas machlokas between rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, where they require that additional din of chazaka? So rabbah savar dikatani kol maisa bezdin, hareza yachzir. Any maisa bezdin, anything that's created in bezdin, you return. Dishtakech bebezdin askinan, and is dealing with the case in bezdin, ubezdin kimakum shasheras mitzuyos. And Bezdin is a place that's commonly passed by many, many people. Vuhu shuch zako lo yachzir, lo huchzak yachzir. It's only in the case where there's a chazak of two people with the same name. That's when you don't return it. But if there is no chazaka, you do return it. And look at Rabbi Zeira, then we'll understand everything together. And then according to Rabbi Zeira, Amar lecha, mi katani kol maisa bezdin, shenimsu bebezdin, kol maisa bezdin, again, Mikatani kol maisa bezdin shenimsu bibezdin. Doesn't say that was found in bezdin. Just says kol maisa bezdin. Rabba added in that was found in bezdin. Kol maisa bezdin yachzir katani. Any maisa bezdin, you always return back. Uliolam dishtakach abra. As long as you found it outside, as opposed to Rabba's talking about, he understood that any maisa bezdin he found in bezdin, and therefore he limited it to a case of that makom shasharas mitzuyosba. That's who, that's the machlok is Rabba versus Rabbi Zeira, how to understand that din of komaisa bezdin yachzir. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, comes on Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he says, Kigon de ka'amri edim me'olam lo chasamnu ela get echad, shel Yosef ben Shimon. So talking about a situation, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's Rabbi Yirmiyahu referring to? He's talking about a case, Hadda Katani Yachzir, when the Brisa says that he can return a Maisa Bezdin, it's a situation where the Edom said, we've only signed, not only is the same couple involved in the same city, but also the same Edom have to be on the Ishtar. So it's really unlikely. But if the Edom say, we only signed on one get, and this was the get we signed on, so then that's when we say Yachzir. Ihachi, Maile Memer. If that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Of course, if the Edom say, this is the couple we signed on, and not that couple, there's no problem. So Maile the same, what's the Chashash? Leichash Dilma Israme Shma Kishma Ve'edim Kedim. Maybe there's a possibility, which is so unlikely, not only the name's identical and the city's identical, but maybe the Edom were also identical, so maybe you shouldn't be concerned. Maybe these Edom did sign this get, but maybe there's another set of Edom that were exactly the same name, that signed in an exactly the same couple's get. Kamashmalan, that's already too far-fetched. We're not concerned with that. And then we'll read, finally, we'll say Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Amar Kagon the Ka'amar Nekav Yeshbo Mitzados. He says no. You know when we return it? If there's a nekav, a hole, some type of simen on the get that we say, who says the simen? Says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, first one more line in Gemara. V'dafka betzad os plonis. Only if he says there's a particular hole next to a letter. If a nekav alma, there's a hole that's somewhere. Many pieces of paper back then probably had little holes here and there. So that's be a particular area where you say, ba'alma lo, that doesn't work. And Rashi explains, Dafka b'tzad os plonis, dehavilei simen muvak. That's considered a very strong simen. V'afilu imtim salomar gavi chazaras aveda b'simanim. By returning an aveda, we know the Baal aveda has to say what a simen is, that it's his watch. That ibarilan the kaman, we'll see later on in a week or so. Deraiso dirabanan, we have the question, is simanim by aveda, deraiso dirabanan? So it says, afilu pashtas simanim dirabanan, yesh lismoch al simen muvak, kizer l'mishe eshes ish deraiso. So I understand why, even if you paskin by aveda, that simanim are only dirabanan, but maybe by get it shouldn't work. By aveda, it's only dini mamnas. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? But by Eishes Is, to permit a get for a woman, that's a real serious thing. So how come that's allowed if it's only Simanim work on a Derabanan level? So Rashi suggests, when it's a real Simen Muvak, an exact whole, by an exact letter, that's a Simen Deraisa. So the whole discussion later on about Simanim Deraisa, Derabanan, is only the Gabe, a Simen that's Eino Muvak, that's not a real clear Simen, which is enough when it comes to Aveda. When it comes to Eishes Is, you need a Simen that's Muvak, which works even on a Deraisa level. So the Gemara says further now, Rashi is Mesafkila Simanim Ideraisa Idirabanan. He's not sure if it's Deraisa Derabanan. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Mesafkale Ravashi Simanim Shemachzirin Bahena Veda Ideraisa Hi. Rafil Be'isa Deraisa Samchinan Asimin Kaldu. He's not sure if when Simanim works by a Veda, because it certainly does that work on a Deraisa level? In which case it would also work by Get, because it's Deraisa. Or Idirabanan, says Rashi, Bedafka Baveda, maybe it only works by Aveda, Shehefker based in Hefker. Ah, how come it works? If Simanim only worked Dirabanan, how could I take your object? Because if it's not my object, as long as I give Simanim, Bezdin says, Hefker based in Hefker. If the guy gives proper Simanim, we'll let him take it. Avabamida der Isura lo samchina by Davar Isser, Mazatov, Davar Isser. So then, Mazda.
Yeah, you knew already before about that.
Okay. But by Davar Isser, we can't be somich on the. I feel like this happened before in the office. I think we've had that. Either way, so comes to Isurim, we wouldn't trust the Simanim. So then the Gemara says, Rabba Bar Chana will finish with this last few lines. Should we finish with this? Let's stop here, I guess. Okay, let's stop here. And okay, fine. There's a lot to say about Simanim, but I got thrown off there.